Texte numéro 74. The Great Unwashed. A daily shower is a deeply ingrained American habit. Most people would no sooner disclose they had not showered in days than admit infidelity. But Jennifer Palmer, 55, of Malibu, California, cheerfully acknowledged recently that she doesn't shower or shampoo daily and doesn't use deodorant. Ever. No, she does not work from home in pyjamas. In fact, Miss Palmer, the chief executive of Osea, an organic skin care line, often travels to meet business contacts at the 5-star luxury hotels where her line is sold. They might be surprised to read that Miss Palmer, a petite, put-together brunette, showers no more than 3 times a week, she said, and less if she hasn't been working out vigorously. She contends that a soapy washcloth under her arms, between her legs and under her feet is all she needs to get really clean. On the go, underarm odour is wiped away with a sliced lemon. Defying a culture of clean that has prevailed at least since the 1940s, a contingent of renegades deliberately foregoes daily bathing and other gold standards of personal hygiene, like frequent shampooing and deodorant use. To the converted, there are many reasons to cleanse less and smell more like yourself. We don't need to wash the way we did when we were farmers, said Catherine Aschenberg, 65, the author of The Dirt on Clean and Unsanitized History. Since the advent of cars and labour-saving machines, she continued, we have never needed to wash less, and we have never done it more. I'm going to sound like Dirty Catherine in this article, she said, but it doesn't matter. I'm still invited to dinner parties. Of late, researchers have discovered that just as the gut contains good bacteria that help it run more efficiently, so does our skin brim with beneficial germs that we might not want to wash down the drain. Good bacteria are educating your own skin cells to make your own antibiotics, said Dr. Richard Gallo, chief of the dermatology division at the University of California, San Diego, and they produce their own antibiotics that kills off bad bacteria. Some people have long complained that showering too much makes their skin drier or more prone to flare-ups of, say, eczema, and Dr. Gallo said that scientists are just beginning to understand why. It's not just removing the lipids and oils on your skin that's drying it out, he said. It could be removing some of the good bacteria that help maintain a healthy balance of skin. But Elaine Larson, a professor at the Columbia University School of Nursing with a PhD in epidemiology, cautioned that subway riders, gym goers and others who come into contact with many strangers should consider soaping up. If it's cold and flu season, you want to get rid of the stuff that isn't a part of your own normal germs, she said. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2010.